The June death of Massachusetts State Representative Gail Ann Caridi has led to a special election in Northern Berkshire County tomorrow. A political upstart and a career politician are vying for the first Berkshire House District seat. John Barrett was North Adams mayor for 26 years. North Adams is the biggest municipality in the district. In October's Democratic primary, Barrett garnered more than 42% of the vote. The race marks a return to politics for the 70-year-old Democrat, who was ousted from the mayor's office in 2009 and lost a comeback bid in 2015.
Well, it's something I never expected to be doing at this stage in my life.
Acknowledging the hold Democrats have on area political offices, Republican Christine Canning says she's counting on unenrolled voters. Running for state Senate last year, Canning got 30% of the vote in losing to Pittsfield Democrat Adam Hines.
I am not the underdog.
In October, the candidates traded jabs over their experience. Canning criticized Barrett for not creating enough high-paying, full-time jobs in the region.
He's the longest-running mayor in Massachusetts, so if it hasn't been done by now, it's not getting done.
Canning also called for better transportation to and from the Massachusetts Turnpike.
Our people need real jobs, jobs that are paying. We need to attract real business. Transportation is a real issue for people up here in North County. I feel our veterans need enormous support.
Canning hasn't always towed the party line. She supports single-payer health care, welcomes the economic benefits of recreational marijuana, and doesn't support discrimination based on sexual orientation. The Republican is also a Second Amendment defender. Barrett received 2,200 votes in the primary, winning handily in North Adams. But he says he has appeal across the State House district.
Like Gail Caridi, I care about all the towns in First Berkshire. Each town is important, not just North Adams.
Speaking last month, Barrett said Canning is ill-prepared to be state representative.
Chris Canning has showed up now, the second week, basically in October, and for an election that's 4 weeks away, and says she wants to talk about the issues. She hasn't really been talking about them at all, and she has no idea what went on in North Adams and what we tried to get done, and we did do a good job here. I don't make any apologies for that.
When Barrett became North Adams mayor, he says Massachusetts' smallest city had an unemployment rate of 17%.
We brought it down to 4%, and we didn't lose people in the labor market at that time.
He touts the job-creating initiatives that sparked Massmoka and Hardman Industrial Park. He's now focused on reforming state education funding and workforce development to help the next generation. State Senator Adam Hines says whoever wins should continue Caridi's legislative goals. Two of her bills, one establishing a Massachusetts cultural corridor between the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown and Massmoka, and the other creating a women's rights history trail, went before the Joint Committee on Tourism, Arts, and Cultural Development last week. Hines co-chairs the committee.
This is something that she identified as a clear purpose, and so we will certainly be working through it on the Senate side regardless, and then the winner of the election to replace her will pick it up from the House side.
There have been no formal debates or forum discussions between the candidates, something Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts political scientist Samantha Petty says is unusual. Petty says it probably has to do with North Adams already going to the polls to pick a new mayor Tuesday.
Actually, it is probably better for turnout to have the election on the regular election day in North Adams anyway, since special elections usually have just lower turnout in general because it's not usually anything going on.
Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.